A different smell woke me early that morning. As I opened my eyes and sniffed, I knew a new dog had arrived. Andy was talking to the boss as he walked towards our kennel.
So what did the letter say exactly?
It was just a note with barely legible writing. It said her name's Bunty, that she's untrainable and is the most stubborn dog in the world. It was in an envelope right next to where they dumped her outside the gate. The cruelty of some people never ceases to amaze me. Andy nodded his head sadly, in agreement with the boss.
Sounds like a challenge, though, he said. Then to us, come on, you two, time for work.
Digger jumped up, all eager to go.
Come on, Sandy, show some enthusiasm.
Shush, I'm trying to listen. I gave a gentle bark, and he did as I asked.
But seriously, what are you going to do? Andy asked. Keep her here or send her to the shelter down the hill?
You know I think all dogs can be trained, right?
Yep, me too, Andy replied.
Fancy giving it a shot?
Why not? He laughed.
Great, I'll bring her over.
Watto, old chaps, Bunty said when she joined us.
We quickly introduced ourselves, but didn't have the time to get to know each other properly before our harnesses were on and we started work. Digger and I were into the usual routine, but Bunty gave me a slight nod and a wink when the handlers weren't looking. I knew they'd have their hands full with her and be pulling their hair out by the end of the day. Andy put Digger and Bunty to one side, and while they were getting to know each other, did some one-on-one training with me. I assumed we would all have one-on-ones that day. Later on, we watched as Andy tried to get the best out of Bunty. She seemed slow and disinterested, and I could see he was starting to get frustrated.
Break time,
he shouted, and the handlers went off for a coffee and to discuss new techniques to try on Bunty, I imagined. Once they were out of sight, she waddled over to the exact spot where Digger had buried a ball earlier, dug it up, and brought it back. Digger woofed a laugh, and I gave her a rare smile. I didn't like to smile too much in front of people, because then they'd expected me to do it again on demand, and it became a little tedious.
So, you do know that I'm jolly clever and can do all the tricks they want, don't you? She asked.
We said we did, and she continued.
Right, here's the situation, chaps.
I need volunteers to accompany me on a mission. It's going to be dangerous, but if we succeed, we can save many dogs from a miserable and painful life.
And if we don't? I asked.
I'll be honest with you, old girl, said Bunty. If we don't succeed, we could very well lose our lives at worst, or our freedom at best. Are you in?